And this isn't just for poker players. It applies to sports betting and other gambling, too. Fox says casual gamblers will be affected if they're itemizing their losses, but it's the high-stakes players who will be hurt the most.
What's the point in playing those tournaments when the government's going to dock you 10%? The math may stop working for some of these players.
And here in Vegas, rumors are swirling among players in the room that one of the biggest names in poker, Daniel Negreanu, is going to take their concerns straight to President Trump. In between hands, I asked him about it.
A lot of rumors get out, don't they, huh?
Is that something that you would like to do?
We have contacts to, you know, powerful people in Washington, and I think ultimately what's most important is for them to actually, because sometimes these bills pass and people don't even know what's in them. And in this case, I don't think they really thought this one through.
He calls it an illogical bill.
Taxing people who lose money, like you're taxing zero income. Like, we don't mind paying taxes, but like on actual money. Nobody thinks it's fair to pay taxes when you lose money.
Another major player, Phil Hellmuth, has a nickname for it.
Poker's death tax.
But he's hoping friends in high places will make things right.
A few days ago, Ted Cruz texted me and said, hey, we apologize for getting this in there.
The next day, back in D.C., Ted Cruz, the Republican senator from Texas, tells me he's co-sponsoring a bill to get things back to the way they used to be.
It fixes what was clearly a mistake, and it was a mistake that virtually nobody in the Senate, when we were voting on it, had seen. I don't know of anyone in the Senate who opposes fixing it on the merit.